Let's do it.
Hey, I just want to remind folks before we get to our meat monger, Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game, get on to fishingcanada.com, damn it. We've had three winners. There are six more 9.9 engines to be given away, and we can't do it without you. Go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest huge button. You can't miss it. Even I can do it. And if you know I can do it, anybody can do it. You push contest, takes you to a question, you answer it. If you don't know the answer, there's a button there. You can get a hint. It gives you basically the answer. You put your ballot in. We draw on the 15th of each month. Next one coming up for July, 15th of July. And it could be you that walks away with the 9.9, just like Jim Byrnes did from Peterborough, Ontario. He was the third winner, and he just finished collecting his, man. So don't let it go by. Go to fishingcanada.com as we speak while you listen to me. There. Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
It's called You Win and You Boat Away. You don't walk away.
You boat away. There you go. I never even thought of
and
that.
And on top of that, it's red as a lobster, not burnt like a lobster. If a lobster is burnt, he actually turns pink.
Well, that's what I meant. Pink. Why, is he red normally?
When you cook it.
He's
red
pink
as a lobster.
Right.
You say cooked like a lobster.
Whatever, you know, I'm burnt, I'm pink, I'm red, or whatever the normal. Why are you pissing me off?
I listen to this show for 70 minutes, and I make so many notes of how much you piss me off before I get on. And then I forget what I'm supposed to talk about.
You're going to be upset with me, by the way. I passed right by your door.
Twice.
But the second one was really close. And I apologize for that, but honestly, after 12 days with the crew out on the road, we even talked about it. I said, you know, we should stop in and see Sean. And then we said, but we can't do that without stopping for, you know, at least an hour and a half. And it was just, we were burned, man. We were bagged. And I apologize. I apologize profusely right here on the open mic.
You were burnt like a lobster. I know. You were burned out.
I was burnt like a lobster. How are you doing, my friend?
I am excellent. What a beautiful start to this weekend, wasn't it? Today, up at 5:15. I was out in Bal already, up to Parry Sound. Had a couple little Javas here, looking good. Picking some flowers here. What a beautiful day.
You're picking flowers. You know.
Well, I'm not doing
that.
I'm directing one of my great employees to pick flowers, like to actually go and, you know.
He's a new John Winters.
Oh.
With the sweater and high socks, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think so. I've had water issues here, so today's the first day I've showered in four, so I don't think I'm like John Winters.
Let me tell you something. I just came from a place called Hawk Lake Lodge. And Hawk Lake Lodge, and you know, Sean, I've been to a million places, right? And
yep.
I got to tell you something. They probably have the best presentation in terms of food that I've ever seen in my life. They had some of the most spectacular. Let me give you the rundown. Their first night that we got there, we had venison tenderloin medallions.
Ooh, that sounds good. Ooh.
Venison tenderloin medallions. The second night that we were there, I don't remember what we had, but I know what we had. Second night was some steak.
Wine tasting.
There was a bit of that too. But there was a steak of some sort, a wonderful cut. But the one that impressed me most was this pork loin that they had one of the nights. And it was like two bones thick. They had the bone still in it, right? And it was the most spectacular thing I've ever had in my life. It was just incredible.
That's the way everybody should be cooking their pork, wild boar, etc. Is making sure it's a two-bone portion. You get a thicker piece of meat, and even afterwards, you can cut it in half and share it. But the flavor profile, the moisture profile, and all that, just so much better. So much better done properly.
So this was not an unusual presentation. What you're saying is everybody, when they're doing pork loin, should keep two pieces together as opposed to cutting them into two pieces?
Well, for sure. I mean, you're not going to get that in a restaurant environment. I'm sure they did it up nice for you in your environment there. But in a restaurant environment, you try to keep your food costs down, so you're giving you one bone portion. But if you're cooking for yourself or your spouse or your friends, you know, and if you've got eight people, buy four double bone chops and then cook them as four and then split them when you're eating them. Because, again, the moisture content stays in so much better in a bigger piece of meat.
Because normally, let's be honest, that stuff's pretty dry, right? When you normally eat pork like that,
this thing fed pork is dry because over the years they tried to make it a lean meat and they bred it that way. But you get into some of the traditional breeds that are wild or whatever, and you don't control their diet, they tend to pick up and how much they eat, a lot more fat and marbling. And that's kind of what you want to look for. If you're not calorie counting, you're taste counting, that's what you're kind of looking for. That fat makes a difference.
So if a guy, you know, was to go to, say, 360 Rivas Road later on this afternoon, if he was doing a radio show in the morning, couldn't go in the morning. If he was going in the afternoon or something like that, what would he ask for exactly?
Two bone chop.
Two bone chop, and it's going to be the marbled thing you're just talking about?
Yeah, always try, if it's just for yourself, get as close to the shoulder as possible, because that's where the ribeye sort of really stands out. That's what I would always take for myself. And again, it's just a great piece of meat. But again, even in venison chops and all that, the bigger the piece of meat, the better chance you have of making sure that comes out to the tenderness and moisture content that you want when you're cooking.
Now, having said all of that, so for any of radio hosts out there that want to enjoy a wonderful piece of pork right after you get off the air,
let's say you're on.
Like Bob McCowan, exactly. Bob's going to be eating a lot of pork in the future, I'm sure. But anyways, there you go. I just helped you out. But beyond that, so that was a wonderful presentation, and we had great meats. And, you know, we had venison. We had incredible beefs. We had pork. This place has got a menu. But anyways, as an extreme, the second place we went to is an outpost camp, so we were feeding ourselves. And so we ran out of propane. The third night we were there, we could not use the barbecue because there was a barbecue outside. We couldn't use the barbecue, and that was the night that we had earmarked as our steak night, because we had one night was going to be steak, so we thawed them out and all that stuff, and we had no barbecue. So we did them on an open fire in a big the frying pan that we used for shore lunch, and we put a whole pack of butter.
Oh, my goodness.
Brand new pack of butter that we still had left over. We put that in there, melted it, and we did pan butter fried steaks. And, oh, my God, that was the most incredible meal. That was the most incredible meal that we had.
Have you weighed yourself since you got home?
I'm looking great, buddy. Aside from being burnt like a lobster, I'm looking great.
Listen, I'm going to top one up for you. Hold on.
What?
Right beside me here is a pizza place that we have, which you've seen before, and they have a stone-fired pizza oven there. And that baby goes up to 1,200 degrees. So to top you, last night on my way home, which is 10 steps, I stopped over and talked to Blake and said, Blake, can you roll this dry-aged, duck-fat-rubbed, barbarian ribeye in there for me? He threw it in there for about 6 minutes. Took it out. I threw in the pizza box. Went home. My goodness!
Hang on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. You got me salivating all over my mic. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it.
The program Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Bell. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and our in-house meatmonger on the line with us, Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. And he was just about to take a bite out of that beautifully prepared chunk of meat that was cooked in a pizza oven.
That sounds
when
so
last
good.
We spoke. Carry on, my friend.
Hey, I was just thinking, listening to that just came to me now, that promo, the Wild Thing promo. That guy reminds me of my wife all the time.
What? Okay. Do tell.
Let's do it.
Be careful.
Let's do it. There you go.
Oh, my God.
There you go. It only took you about 10, 12 years to figure that one out. So interesting ways to prepare wonderful meat products for sure. Obviously, backyard barbecuing, this tis the season. It's upon us. And what are we cooking? What's special this weekend?
Everything's special. Everything is special. Let me just give you a little bit of a, if you're working with a delicate fish, let me give you one of those, okay? What I've learned to do, especially as beautiful sea bass, okay? Very hard to barbecue. But what I have been doing is sous-viding it, okay? Maybe for an hour before it's ready to go on to the grill, okay? And
is that legal, by the way? Is that perfectly legal in all provinces and states?
Probably not. Not in Mac. Oh, okay. Who knows what's legal in Mac tier?
Okay. Like, I mean, all right. Okay. Right, sous-viding. What the hell? What's sous-viding? What's sous-viding?
Basically, heating a product up to cook temperature in a bag, a vacuum sealed bag. Okay. So you're just getting the product to temperature, and then take that beautiful piece of fish out of there, whether it's sea bass or whatever, and put its skin down on the grill and close it for about 2 minutes. My God. It is.
And why are we doing that? Why are we?
Because this is a thicker piece of fish, because sometimes, especially with certain fishes, if you don't get it perfect, it tends to be a little bit gooey, right? Well, if you cook it to if you cook it in a sous vide bag, you can get it to the perfect temperature, but you're not drying it out because it's still in its own juices, right? And then what you want to do is use the grill to sort of just dry off that excess fat or moisture that's on the skin and on the top, and it's perfectly. All you're doing now is making presentation with the barbecue.
Now, is this like a special bag? Like, for example, what if my bag is not, you know, proper for sous-viding? What if it's,
Then don't use it. You come to Black Angus and say, I'm going to go do this afternoon. Can you backpack my fish?
Okay. And then you put it in what? You put it in boiling water? Like, how do you do that?
No, not boiling. Just lightly simmering, just hot. You don't want to, like, make it 280 degrees. You just want to make it 130, 140 degrees. So a little low boil. And it's, I'm telling you, and it's like a slow cooker for fish.
Okay, I'm going to sous vide. I'm going to get my bags out of the drawer, and then I'm going to sous vide today.
Hold on. Yeah, you used to have a sous vide machine, remember? But anyways, if you're going to Rebus, I'll call Therese and I'll tell her to plop one in for you.
By the way,
ready to go.
Can I do a shout out to Teresa? Is that okay?
Sure.
Is it kind of weird? Will it weird everybody out if I say she's probably the most lovely person that I have ever met in a Black Angus store? Would that be weird?
That's going to change soon when she hangs out with Sean more often.
No, I don't even think Sean could change her.
No, they go opposite to me. Everybody goes opposite to me, Steve. They don't want to be like me. They want to be opposite of me.
Okay.
So don't worry about that.
Hats off to you. If you had anything to do with bringing her on board and hiring her, hats off to you. She's a wonderful lady, knows her stuff, but really good with people. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. She's a real asset to that 360 Rebus Road store. In fact, anybody listening right now that wants to go and visit Teresa at 360 Rebus Road, I'm sure that we could do something special and nice for them.
That's right. Anybody that goes in to say hi to Teresa today, 15% off whatever they purchase from Teresa, as long as they mention her great attributes, which you pointed out. Hopefully she hasn't quit since I've been back there.
Wonderful lady. Go to 360 Rebus Road. Tell them you want to see Teresa and talk to Teresa. And you will get 15% off your purchase today only at Black Angus stores. There you go.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah. How much time do I got? I got a million of them today. I got Jamie Anderson. I got Jim Anderson. I got Kieran Kelly. And I got Maureen Kelly. But the most famous birthday today belongs to our good friend and compadre, Pete Bowman.
Yes. It's belated. It's belated.
Is it? Oh, that's not my information.
I texted
again,
you
like the
saying
North
that.
Pole. The mail takes a while to get here.
If you read my text message, I said it was yesterday, meaning Thursday.
Belated birthday to
when
Mr.
I texted
Bowman.
You.
Well, not we go by the week. Round off a bit. I'm closer to this weekend than last weekend. Hey, and by the way, Pete and I are mad at each other, eh?
Oh, why? What happened?
Well, he's mad because I didn't get him a birthday present this year. And I said, I am not getting you another present to the you use the one I got for you 2 or 3 years ago.
What was that?
It was a season's pass at Canada's Wonderland. But the problem is, he's still not tall enough to go on the rides.
Oh, ba-da-boom. On that note, my friends, make sure you get to a Black Angus store near you. If you're at McTeer, you can go see our very own, the lovely, the talented Sean Kelly, meatmonger extraordinaire, who will be traveling across the north part of the Terrain territory, the Black Angus territory. If you're in Mississauga, go see Teresa at 360 Revis Road. And they'll give you a 15% off all your purchases today. Thank you, my friend.
Including the business. Take care, boys.
Including the business. For more information, go to blackangusmeat.com, and they will give you all the details there for sure.
We should do an open mic night with Sean. Like, he could be friggin' funny.
I'm in.